My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mark Moss Show, where we talk about the decentralized revolution each and every week as the world is changing. We look at it through the lens of politics, finance, and technology. And of course, that technology is Bitcoin. It is the decentralized technology that's changing the world as we see. And, you know, I try to bring to you some education to kind of change the way you see things. I want to bring to you the latest breaking news and some interesting guests so you can hear some different viewpoints. And I want to run through some of the biggest news that I saw this week that really just highlights exactly what's going on out there. And it's, it shouldn't be as a big surprise to anybody, especially somebody who's listening to this show on a regular basis. And if you're not, I would encourage you to tune in on a regular basis. You can check me out on YouTube. You can just search Market Disruptors to find these episodes live on YouTube. You can watch me, listen to me there, or on your favorite podcast player, just search The Mark Moss Show. But it shouldn't be a surprise that we are going through a rough economic cycle right now. Facebook, Meta just produced their earnings this week. Their stock is down 75% from its peak. Cryptocurrencies are down anywhere from 70 to 90% off their peak. Most of the NASDAQ, the tech stocks, are down 50%. We're definitely in a bear market. We've had two quarters of negative GDP growth. The Biden administration doesn't want to call that a recession. Technically it is, but whatever. But the point that I want to make is that in the bear markets, which is what we are in right now, in the bear markets is when it's time to build. That's when the real builders, that's when the real wealth is made, at the bottom of the market. That's where the opportunities are. And we can see that that's exactly what's happening. As a matter of fact, there's this article that came out this week from Fidelity. Fidelity is one of the largest asset managers in the United States. And it says that per their survey that they did, that the bear market didn't slow down institutional interest in Bitcoin and crypto. This is the fourth annual study they've done, and it showed that 74% of institutional investors still want to get into Bitcoin and crypto in the future. Now, like I said, this is one of the largest asset managers in the United States. Maybe and the world for that matter. And they have a division called the Fidelity Digital Assets Group. And they studied them. They said that more than half of those surveyed, 58% of the people they surveyed, had already invested into digital assets during the first half of 2022. And 74% planned to invest in the future. Now, that's a pretty big deal. Now, this included over 1,000 institutional investors spread across the U.S., Europe, and Asia. The respondents included family offices, digital and traditional hedge funds, pensions, financial advisors, endowments, foundations, and high net worth individuals. So this isn't just like random run-of-the-mill people off the street that have $100. These are what we might typically call the smart money. I am, and I hate to break it to you, you are, we're considered the dumb money. But this would be considered the smart money. So the smart money in the US, Europe, and Asia are saying they are going to continue to invest in. They want to continue. 74% of them plan to invest into these markets in the future. And so that's a big deal. It's a big deal. A lot of times, or a lot of people lately think that this entire sector, Bitcoin and crypto, is dead. But it's not. Not by a long shot. And we can see that these companies are not only being invested into, but they're also building. There's a company this week, Colander. They announced that they raised almost $2.5 million to build Lightning Native. I said that with air quotes. Lightning Native financial products. Now, what does that mean, Lightning Native? So one of the oldest and still maybe most pervasive arguments against Bitcoin is it's too slow and too expensive. Bitcoin can't scale. It's too slow. It's too expensive. Now, I've heard that more than any other argument in the history of Bitcoin. And I don't understand how it's still being used today. I tell people that that argument is a 2017 argument. Like, things have changed. New developments have happened. I talk about it all the time. And that's what Lightning is. And they're raising money to build more on Lightning Native products. So what do I mean by that? Well, they've raised close 2.3 million seed funding round. And they're going to use the funds to expand its exchange business and add more Lightning Native financial tools to its existing product. What is Lightning Native? So technology scales in layers. That's the way it works. Just like our financial system was built on layers. Gold was the final, was the base settlement layer. And then in order to speed up gold transactions, because to go get my gold out of the ground and then send it to somebody across the country, took a lot of time. So if I put the gold in a bank and they gave me a paper gold certificate, that's an IOU, a debt claim, that's layer two. Now it's much easier, faster, and cheaper to spend the paper than it is to move the base metal. Technology scales the same way. So we have a TCP/IP as a protocol that transfers information. And then we built layers on top of it. So if we want email, then we create an STMP protocol on top of that. If we want security for websites, we create an HTTPS and we scale layers on top of it. And Bitcoin is the same way. So Bitcoin is a base settlement protocol, base settlement layer. And on top of it, we have layer twos, and now we have layer threes being built on top of that. And so Lightning is a way that we can send Bitcoin faster and more cheaper than any other cryptocurrency that's out there. So that's what they're talking about with Lightning, Lightning Native. Colander refers to its core product as, quote, the world's first Lightning Native derivatives exchange, end quote. They're also working on Bitcoin-backed synthetic stablecoins and a Lightning-enabled Bitcoin wallet. So what they do is the network allows users to instantly open and close positions directly to and from their Lightning wallets. So typically what would happen is if I wanted to open up an exchange account, I have to send Bitcoin. Now, when I send the Bitcoin, it could take an hour for that Bitcoin to get there, which it could take me an hour to drive to my bank and send a wire transfer, much less the time it takes to get the money there. But so an hour is still pretty fast, but with Lightning, it can be done instantaneously. As a matter of fact, pretty much instantaneously and free. And that's what they're talking about. So they're going to be allow people to fund their wallets with using Lightning. Lightning is the second layer that allows to send Bitcoin faster and cheaper than any other cryptocurrency that's out there. Also, they're creating this synthetic stablecoin, which basically is a traditional stablecoin is I would give you one US dollar and you would give me back a token that's a claim on that dollar. So I can use this token as a dollar It's stable to the price of the dollar, but anytime I want, I give you the token back, you give my dollar back. These are synthetic stable coins. It's a little bit different. And basically, they mimic a stable coin, but they don't actually create a stable coin token. And so it's synthetic. So what it does is it aims to achieve stability by simultaneously maintaining a long, a buy, and a short sell position on Bitcoin at the same time. So if I buy Bitcoin, I hold Bitcoin, I'm long. And what I would do is I would go short one Bitcoin at the exact same time. So that way, if the price goes up or down, the two, the long and the short positions, are evening themselves out. And with a synthetic Bitcoin, you can also short it in several other fiat denominations. So I could create a synthetic stablecoin pegged against the euro or the yen or whatever I want. So it's pretty cool. Now, they also are building out a Lightning wallet, which is going to be like a Google Chrome extension. Now, this is pretty interesting because it will integrate with the stable coins, the synthetic stable coins they're creating, but also other applications in the ecosystem. Now, the reason why this is important is because of what's being built now in this creator economy. So the creator economy is basically where me, as a content creator, putting out this podcast to you right now, for example, instead of needing for me to get sponsors who may or may not want to tell me what I can and can't say, what I could do is I could just provide value to you as a listener, and you could give me value back in the form of money. Then I don't need sponsors. Now I'm working for my users. I'm going to talk about that and more in a minute. You're listening to The Mark Maugh Show, talking about the decentralized revolution, how the world's changing through politics, finance, and technology. We're talking about the technology right now today and how it's changing. I got a lot more to cover on this specifically and some other big stuff that just happened. I'll be back with all that and more in a minute. You don't want to miss it, so don't go away. I'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, "The more MQLs, the better," over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, welcome back. You are still listening to The Mark Moss Show. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Mark Moss Show. We're talking about the decentralized revolution, how the world's changing. Of course, you knew that. And we're looking at it through the lens of politics, finance, technology. Right now, today, we're looking at the technology piece. And we're talking about how the bear market, what we're going through right now, is the time for building. Most people, they want to buy when the markets are at all-time highs. Oh, everybody's making money. I want to buy, buy, buy. And then when things crash, they just want to sit on the sidelines. But the real money's made in buying and building at the bottom and selling at the top. Just unfortunately, human emotions don't work that way. And so what we're talking about is how people are building right now. I'm giving examples of how companies like this are building applications that will really change their future and change our future as well. Now, I was talking about how they're building this Lightning wallet. This company called Colander raised about $2.5 million to build this Lightning wallet that sits in the Google Chrome extension. The reason why is I was talking about this enablement of this creator economy. And so right now, as a creator, I'm a creator on YouTube, for example, and YouTube gives me money for AdSense, right? They run ads on my YouTube videos and they give me money on my podcast. I can get sponsors. They can give me money. But if YouTube doesn't like what I say or my sponsors don't like what I say, that could be a problem. But in a creator economy, it would allow me to just work directly with my people that listen to my content, and they could give me money directly. And this is one thing that Bitcoin's fixing. So imagine, for example, Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's getting about 200 million views a month. Now, imagine if each of those users were to give him 50 cents per episode. That would be $100 million per month he could be making, just if everyone gave him 50 cents. Now, I know that lots of people would be willing to give him $5 or $10 per episode. I know that because, well, I probably would. I don't listen to him all the time. I don't listen to him very often, but on the shows I do want to listen to, I'd probably chip in $5. But we can also see if you go onto YouTube. YouTube has, when you do live streams, you have power users that can give you money. If you watch like Timcast, he does Timcast IRL every night. He goes live. And if you watch, you'll see people are going 100, 100, 100, 50, 50, 20, 20, 50, 50, 100, like literally tipping them $100 at a time, $100, $50, $20 at a time. I've only done it two or three times and I've gotten $100 tips and I'm not a Timcast. So, if you can get $100 tips, if he can, if I can, I mean, certainly Joe Rogan could, and I'm just saying 50 cents. Now, he doesn't have to listen to Spotify and the employees at Spotify telling him that what he's making isn't good. He doesn't have to listen to sponsors. He doesn't have to listen to anybody. He can do the best that he wants for his customers. If they find value, they can return back. So if that sits in the browser, then it's very easy for me as I'm browsing around to just click a button and just drop money. The other thing is, like, you probably noticed how the internet, everything was free on the internet, right? And now not almost, but lots of things are behind paywalls. So now you click to read an article, New York Times, and it's like, oh, you gotta pay. You have to have a membership. You gotta pay $5 a month or $50 a month or whatever it is. Like all the stuff is starting to go behind paywalls, and that's a real pain in the ass. And now it's like, I have to create an account and I have to give you my name and I have to give you my password. I have to create a password. I hate that. I hate that I have to create an email and a username and a password for every single site I go to. I can't remember all this stuff. What a hassle. But what if in my browser I had a Lightning extension and just, oh, do you want to read the article? Just drop 5 cents. Now, you might say, well, why do we need Bitcoin Lightning to do that? And I would say, how can you send 35 cents over the internet? And I'd wait for your answer, except for I can't hear you. So I know you don't have one. There is no way to send 35 cents over the internet. An ACH transaction costs 35 cents to 50 cents. So you can't send 10 cents or 5 cents over the internet. But with Bitcoin, you can. With Lightning, you can. And so if I had that Lightning extension on my Google Chrome and I came upon a paywall and they said, hey, give us 5 cents for this article, I just click a button, it does it. I don't need to create an account. I don't need a username. I don't need a password. I don't need any of that. I just drop the 5 cents. Other things that we could do, for example, we could fix the bots on social media, which are a massive problem, which, by the way, if you're following me on Instagram, I apologize in advance for all the scammers and bots that you get. If you're not following me on Instagram, then I know I just made it so appealing, but you should. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram just at one Mark Moss. That's the number one. But the bots on Twitter and Instagram are so bad. If I post on Twitter, sometimes I'll get up like 100 bot replies like instantly. Instagram, same thing. And the reason why is there's no cost for them to do that. They can instantly, like on, if you go onto my YouTube, which again, if you're not following me on YouTube, check it out. Just search Mark Moss on YouTube. But literally, I have, you know, I'll get 1,000 comments on a video, for example. And I think they have some sort of, like this bot has some sort of like script where they just probably put a button and it literally puts spam comments on every single comment that's there. And that costs them no money to do that. But for me, I have to pay a full-time person, like a real person, I have to pay them full-time just to sit there and go through and clean all the spam out of my comments. So it costs them nothing, but it costs me something. Now, what if these social media platforms said, hey, in order to join, what the mainstream is going to want to do is make it where you can't use these platforms anonymously anymore. I don't like that. But what they could easily do is say, hey, you have to post up a bond. You have to put up a $1 bond or a 50-cent bond. And if you post spam, you lose your bond. Well, just by having to put up that 50 cents, these spammers, these scammers wouldn't be able to do that because now they go create that 1 million accounts. 1 million accounts times 50 cents, it's too expensive. So these are things that can happen very quickly as we start to see this happening more and more and more. And we've also seen, you know, more and more of this lightning adoption happening. I just named one company, but it's happening really fast. As a matter of fact, Block, which is the parent company of Square and Cash App, they integrated Lightning into their Cash App. It has 70 million users. In El Salvador, they're using it in the Chivo wallet. There's 3 or 4 million users there. Paxful, the company, has about 7 million users. Arcane Research put out a report saying that they see in the last 2 years, Lightning users have gone from about 100,000 users to over 80 million potential users. 80 million potential. Keyword, potential. They have access to Lightning. Doesn't mean they're necessarily using it yet. But we've seen that payment volume has increased by 400% just between the first quarter of 2021 and the first quarter of 2022. So in a year, 400% increase in a year. That's amazing. Now, like I said, you can do it through podcasts. Now, there are some podcast players. There's one called Fountain. There's one called Lightning Video that are allowing you to pay content creators for their work directly. There's games now that have Bitcoin rewards that get paid out over Lightning. There's the Lightning-enabled browser extensions like I'm talking about. Another one is called Albi, and you can have the Bitcoin Lightning payments right in your browser payments. I'm sorry, in your browser. This is all happening. It's all happening really, really quickly. So all those people that say that Bitcoin's too slow and too expensive, they haven't checked out any news since 2017. We have, who was the number? It was too big. I 80 million. Potentially 80 million potential users could be using this right now. There's no other cryptocurrency that has 80 million users that have the ability to use any of their stuff right now. It's pretty big. You're listening to the Mark Moss Show. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the decentralized revolution, how the world's changing through the lens of politics, finance, and technology. We're talking specifically about the technology that's being built out right now, that in the bear market, that's changing the world. I'm going to be back with a lot more in a minute. When I come back, you don't want to miss it, so don't go away. I'll be right back.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello, you're listening to The Mark Moss Show. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the decentralized revolution. Each and every week, of course, we talk about that. And we look at it through the lens of politics, finance, and technology, and we're looking at some of this latest breaking news so you can be up to date. We were talking about, before the break, how people that say that, two things. One, how we're in a bear market, and most investors run away in the bear market, but the bear markets are for building. The bear market's when you invest. The bear market's when you create, when you build. That's how you have the best opportunity. We're also talking about how the latest breaking news shows that these people with these old arguments that Bitcoin is too slow and too expensive just haven't looked at anything, literally, since 2017. We're talking about how with Bitcoin Lightning and how all these people are building on Bitcoin Lightning and how it's enabling us to send Bitcoin faster and cheaper, but also in new ways. We're talking about this creator economy, things like that. But Cash App this week came out with some new announcements. It says that now users... Cash App users, which is a lot of people, can now send and receive Bitcoin using the Lightning Network. So again, now if you're using the Cash App, you can send and receive Bitcoin for free, nearly free and instantaneous, which is a pretty big deal. It speeds up the Bitcoin transactions and reduces costs by routing transactions through channels without needing to use the main Bitcoin blockchain. So there is a trade-off. If I was going to sell you a car for $50,000, and you were going to pay me in Bitcoin, I'd probably want you to send that on the base settlement layer. Then if I have to wait 10 or 15 minutes for that to go through, whatever, no big deal, we'll do the paperwork. But I want to make sure that that final confirmation is there. I want to make sure that the transaction is censorship resistant and immutable. Now, if I'm buying a cup of coffee for $2 or $3, or I'm at Starbucks for $5, I don't really care if that transaction's censorship resistant and immutable for all of eternity. So I'm happy to trade off. I'm getting more speed and lower cost of the transaction for the cup of coffee, but I'm giving up some of the censorship resistance and immutability. But I don't really care about that because it's a couple bucks. If it's a big transaction, I do care about it, then I'm gonna wait. And so now it's up to us as the users to decide how we want to do that. And Cash App allows you to send Bitcoin now on both the base layer, so it's more secure, takes longer, or we can send it over the Lightning layer, which is faster, cheaper, but maybe we give up some of the security. And so you get to decide. It says from the Cash App website, it says that with Lightning, there is typically little to no fees involved. Little to no fees involved. However, it's for smaller amounts of Bitcoin. They're eliminating it to just under $1,000. Just under $1,000. But the Cash App... it's only available to the US and the UK right now, but they have over 44 million monthly users right now. That's how big and how fast this thing is taking off. Now, another thing I want to talk about, some news that I saw this week that came out, is that, you know, a lot of people say that Bitcoin is too correlated to the NASDAQ, right? They say that it's too volatile, and Wall Street has taken it over because they took these big positions. And I would agree with that. And I would, yeah, I mean, I guess I would agree with that. All right. So Wall Street, they love to trade. They love to manipulate, right? So they have big amounts of money, hundreds of billions of dollars, and they can push the prices of assets up and down, and they like to trade. And so they have taken Bitcoin on as like a new trading toy. It's fun for them. And it's super volatile, which they like, because they can make profits up and down. And so they short it, it goes down, they long it, it goes up. But what we want as longer term investors is we're always trying to spot the mismatch between perception and reality, because therein lies our edge. Therein lies our opportunity. So while, I don't want to say the world, while people in the United States look at Bitcoin as too volatile, they look at it as like a risk asset, as a Wall Street trading toy, and it sort of is, that's the perception. The reality is that it's not. The reality is that's not what Bitcoin is. The reality for billions of people in the world living under very harsh authoritarian dictatorships with double or triple digit inflation, it's a life raft. So that's the difference of perception and reality. The perception is it looks like a Wall Street trading toy. The reality is that's not really what it is. And at some point, that mismatch is going to swing back the other way. This week, I saw an article. It says that Bitcoin is, quote, basically a savior in Turkey. So it says, in Turkey, crypto represents freedom from inflation, national currency, and the constraints of corporate life. So in Turkey, if you're not aware, they have massive inflation. As a matter of fact, their dollar, the Turkish lira, the TRY, Turkish lira, has fallen over 80% to the US dollar in the last 5 years. Massive inflation. So it says it represents freedom from inflation. So if your currency is going to lose 80% of its purchasing power, what do you need to do? You need to get out of that currency before it loses all that value. If you're in a plane or you're in a ship going down, what are you going to do? You're going to get off of that ship, right? You're going to try and get a lifeboat. And so you got a currency in Turkey that's losing that fast. You have to get out of it. Well, how can you do that? Well, that's where Bitcoin comes in. It gives them this life raft. Now, it says that, so first of all, people say that Bitcoin's too volatile. It's lost too much value priced in dollars. But what if you're not priced in dollars? What if you're priced in Turkish lira that's going down? So for example, I saw here, so I posted this on Twitter. Again, if you're not following me on Twitter, you should check me out there. I do a lot more play-by-play on a daily basis. You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at @1MarkMoss. That's just the number one, Mark Moss. But I posted this on Twitter and I said, you know, this perception versus reality kind of thing. And someone commented back and said, oh yeah, but you know, it's too volatile and gold's a much better, you know, life raft. Gold's a better life raft. And I had to do a little bit of research. So I got the research for you here. And in the last 24 months, Bitcoin priced in Turkish lira, not priced in dollars, but priced in Turkish lira, is up 226%. Gold in the same period is up 85%. So gold has been a great life raft. Basically, instead of losing 80% of your money, you're even. You didn't lose. That's good. It's good. You didn't lose. You stayed even. Congratulations. If you had bought Bitcoin, not only did you not lose, you're up 226%. Now, you might say, Mark, you're cherry picking dates. Yes, I am. I am. We can sit here and look at any dates you want. Do you want to look at 5 years, 10 years? You want to look at 1 day, 7 days? We can look at whatever time frame you want. And if we look at 7 days or 7 weeks or 7 months or 7 years, we're going to get different answers for all of those. The reason why I chose 2 years is 2 years is a pretty decent time frame. I think when it comes to Bitcoin, it's very volatile to be used on a daily basis, meaning the price goes up and down, you know. Now, lately, it's been pretty dang stable, but the price does go up and down. And so if I was holding my life savings or all my money in Bitcoin and then I needed to pay my rent next month, it could be down, right? It could be down. And so I think it works well as a store of value right now. I think it's on its way to evolving to a medium exchange. It works as a store of value. Now, store of value being like a long-term store of value. Now, I, as an investor, think long-term. I think in years, not days, weeks, or months. I think it really started because I started as a real estate investor, and most of my real estate projects in the beginning would take about a year. Then as I started getting into bigger projects, they take like 5 years. So I started looking at things on like a 5-year timeframes. So if you look at Bitcoin over like a 3-year timeframe, I don't think there's ever been a 3-year time frame where Bitcoin has been down. So I pulled a 2-year time frame. You can pull whatever time frame you want. But if you're looking at it over days, weeks, or months, you're not going to make it. You're listening to the Mark Moss Show. We're talking about the decentralized revolution. We're talking about Bitcoin, the technology, how it's faster, cheaper, and more private to send Bitcoin than any other cryptocurrency, how 80 million users have access to do that right now, and how it's a life raft in Turkey. I got a lot more to cover when I come back in a minute. We are going to talk about some other tech stuff that's happening. Big, big, big news there. Two big pieces of news. You don't want to miss it. I'll be back in a minute. Don't go away.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut. Every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the Mark Moss Show. We're talking about the decentralized revolution each and every week. Of course, the way the world's changing, and it's changing fast. Some good, some bad. Depends on how you look at it and what you're looking at, I guess, specifically. But we are talking about the technology piece today. I like to look at it through the lens of all three things: politics, finance, and technology, specifically where those three things converge. So I don't really care about politics for politics' sake. I care about politics insofar as it drives finance, and I care about finance as so much as, you know, it involves technology and all that together. So I like the convergence of those three things specifically. And so we look at those. Some big news came out this week, though. It was earnings week, meaning we already know that the stock markets are down. We're off to, you know, one of the worst years for stocks and bonds than we've seen in history. And man, it has not been good for the tech stocks specifically. And I think it's an interesting thing to look at if we want to look at kind of, like I said, these the combination of politics, finance, and technology as we look at this. The tech stocks are getting smashed, some of it because of their political leanings and some of it because of the technological leanings. But leading the board here, I mean, the company that just is getting just absolutely smashed is the artist formerly known as Prince. No, I'm kidding. The company formerly known as Facebook, now known as Meta. And Meta is just getting absolutely demolished. You know, maybe for any number of reasons, maybe because of their political ideologies, right? We've seen Mark Zuckerberg go on Joe Rogan and admit that, yes, because the government asked us to, we censored information that probably could have cost the Democrats an election. I mean, he admitted it out of his own mouth. Maybe people are mad about that. Maybe it's because technology is changing. Maybe it's because he made a very bad bet and he changed the name of the company from Facebook to Meta, basically betting on the metaverse. So they were trying to capture on this cryptocurrency hype. Obviously, Bitcoin is the big technological revolution that's changing the world. And we have lots of little spinoffs of this. And one of these is this cryptocurrency little niche called the metaverse. And he positioned his whole company for that and has lost billions, hundreds of billions of dollars because of that. Bad choices, maybe political leanings. Maybe it was because of bad choices, investment choices. Maybe it was because of other bad choices, such as buying their stock back. But never mind that. We can see that they have gotten completely torched. As a matter of fact, when their stock came out, it dropped. When the earnings report came out this week, they lost 20% in after hours. Looking at the daily chart, you can see that they've lost 7 years of price growth. 7 years. They're all the way back to where they were in 2015. So 7 years of the biggest bull market in history, with tens of trillions of dollars of federal money propping up equities, all gone, all for nothing. That's what Facebook has done, or I should say Meta, sorry. They've lost about 75% of its value, which is unbelievable. Now, one of the best reverse indicators, meaning when they say buy, you sell, one of the most reliable, one of the best indicators we have for the stock market is Jim Cramer. When he says to buy, you sell. When he says to sell, you buy. And I mean it like I think like 100% accuracy. I mean, maybe it's like 98%. I don't know. And he came out on October 24th and tweeted, "The lack of respect for Meta is incredible," meaning that the price was selling off and why would people do that and people should buy. It was October 24th, which that is the kiss of death, as I said. If he comes out and says that, that means you do the opposite, and that's exactly what happened with Meta. As a matter of fact, if we look at, where are we at here, the 24th, if you would have listened to Jim Cramer and bought on that day, you'd be down 28% right now. And for the first time ever, I saw Jim Cramer actually come out and make a formal apology. I think this reverse indicator is getting to him. He's finally had to come out and make an apology, which he should have done a long time ago. What he should do is he should stop telling people to buy and sell. He should probably just hang up his hat and realize he's the absolute worst. Well, I hate to say the worst in the world, but he's certainly the worst in known media. Like I said, his indicator is like near perfect. Now, on top of that, Meta has completely screwed up. Until 1982, corporations were not, as in like illegal, they were not allowed to buy their own stock back. But then the rules changed and then companies started buying their stocks. And part of the reason why is because what happened is, I believe it was under President Bill Clinton, they said that companies, when they pay their employees, that's tax deductible, right? That's an expense. When I pay my employees, that's an expense. I don't have to pay tax on that money. But they said that you can't pay a CEO over $1 million, or anything over $1 million is not tax deductible. So they make one stupid law and it creates even bigger problems. And so what happened is corporations said, fine, then we won't pay them over $1 million. What we'll do is we'll give them stock instead. And because now CEOs were incentivized with stocks, What do you think their main priority was? To get the price of the stock up. And so they do anything they can to get the price of the stock up, even if it's for short-term gains at long-term expense of the company. So they start thinking very short-term about what they're doing with the company just to get the price of the stock up so they can cash out. Who cares if it ruins the company down the road? One of those things was buying back stock. When they take stock off the market, it pushes the price up. We see that Meta, Facebook, had spent, just since July of 2021, spent $50 billion, that's B, with a B, $50 billion in cash, money in the bank, their cash. Meta spent $50 billion in cash to buy up their stock at a price of over $300. Today, the price of the stock is under $100. That means they've lost about one-third of their $50 billion in cash, or they've torched, lit on fire, $32 billion. Pretty bad choice. Now, I talk about that because I want to highlight it in contrast to something else. In contrast to something else, Elon Musk has agreed to buy Twitter. And as a matter of fact, it looked like the deal wasn't going to go through, and now it looks like this week it should go through. He should take control of the board this week. Now, there's lots of stuff going on about this. How dare he? As a matter of fact, now the government wants to open up investigations into him. Is there anything they can do to block this? How dare he buy this platform because he wants to have free speech? How dare he? They said that they're losing control of the narrative management tool known as Twitter. Bloomberg ran an article saying, quote, there's no commercial viability for a network that doesn't have some level of content moderation. And Twitter is already struggling with losing its most active users. So in deciding how to free Musk wants speech to be, he may have to alienate users to get there. Well, it's funny because he says he wants to create free speech. He says that it's important to the future of civilization to have a common digital town square. He says there's currently greater danger that social media will splinter into far right and far left echo chambers that generate hate and divide our society. And he says that he wants to have a place that is open, available for everyone to have dialogue. Doesn't sound so bad to me. And I say that because Twitter stock price is up 31% since his announcement. In the same time since the announcement, Meta's down 46% and Google's down 26%. So Facebook and Google censoring, they're down 46 and 20%. Twitter, free speech, is up 31%. And that is the decentralized revolution we're talking about. You're listening to The Mark Moss Show. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Thanks for listening.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.